fugitive National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden.
To better understand how long and how fervently Chavez-style government in Venezuela can continue without Chavez, a good starting point is the new book, We Created Chavez, A People's History of the Venezuelan Revolution, from Duke University Press. The author is Drexel University Assistant Professor of Political Science, George Chicarello Marr, who is invited to speak about it by the leadership in Caracas. But first, for Your Years Only, he's on our line now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Conventional wisdom in the United States is that the Chavez charisma forged a popular following. Your reading of the pre-Chavez period is that a grassroots movement of workers and the poor set the stage for and kept pressure on him. What are the key factors there?
So when you go back and you look at Venezuelan history to try to determine where this phenomenon known as the Bolivarian Revolution that was led by Chavez comes from, you find that it comes from decades-long struggles and organizing against a very, very corrupt and elite democratic regime that existed previously. And it was those struggles, ultimately, that led to the phenomenon of Chavez, that opened a space in reality into which Chavez could step historically.
You also dismiss Washington's description of Chavez as a dictator. Remind us of his history of winning elections and actually expanding the electorate.
Chavez was elected popularly in very clean elections that have become increasingly accepted by the Carter Center, for example, as some of the technically most superb elections held in the world. And this is precisely in part because of the scrutiny that they've been put under by the United States and by other countries. So the repeated election by large majorities, when I was living in Venezuela in 2006, Chavez won by more than 60% of the vote in a clean election. And as you mentioned, the expansion of the electorate has been significant. It used to be very, very difficult for poor Venezuelans and those living far from cities to register even for identification cards that would allow them to vote. And so now you have this expansion of democracy in Venezuela.
Well, you argue that freedom of speech and of the press was a hallmark of Venezuela under Chavez, but critics say the shutdown of independent media is now almost complete, with significant government surveillance of opposition leaders, journalists, and even some Chavez loyalists, about which the NSA whistleblower Snowden might not be happy. What's your response?
Actually, when you go to Venezuela, it's very apparent right away that freedom of speech is kicking alive and kicking in Venezuela. Some of the things that are said on television about Chavez that are today said about Maduro would shock an American news observer, even someone who watches MSNBC, Fox News, etc. People really get away with saying much more wild things than you would expect. And I think what's often overlooked is the fact that there's a whole variety and a range of different forms of media, community media. There is state media, which controls a very, very small segment of the airwaves and of the audience base, and then there are large private media conglomerates, of which there are several that actually control the vast majority of the audience in Venezuela.
Another recent book about Chavez highlights his managerial weakness and chaotic style, which contributed to economic decline and hardship for the workers and poor he so played to. What's your view on that?
The Venezuelan economy is actually doing much better than I think a lot of critics would have you think. And it's partly because the critics so wanted to see Chavez gone that they were saying for years that essentially the sky was falling, that this economic experiment was destined for failure. And the reality is they were saying it for more than a decade, and it never happened. The Venezuelan economy has complications, like many other economies, especially those dependent on foreign exports. But it's getting over some of those hiccups and surviving. The reality, though, is that Chavez was not a bad manager, but he did have a device of wanting to see things through himself, which is in some ways justifiable in such a corrupt economy. Rather than handing things over to a bureaucrat, he often tried to have his hands on every important project that was underway.
Chavez tweaked Washington by bringing cheap oil for heating to some poor U.S. communities and offering reconstruction assistance to victims of Hurricane Katrina. Do you expect more such high-profile symbolism under Maduro?
On the one hand, I think certainly. The reality is that these things play very well to a domestic Venezuelan audience, and they also express what is part of this Venezuelan revolution, namely a spirit of internationalism and international support. So you have Maduro now sending humanitarian aid to refugee camps of Syrian refugees. But you had a really good chance in April after Maduro was elected for there to be some kind of reconciliation between the United States and Venezuela. And the response, unfortunately, by the United States government was to simply not recognize the election, despite the fact that at the end, it was really the only country that refused to recognize what was a very clean election.
And as a result of that, what kind of opposition to U.S. government influence in the region would you expect to see Venezuela leading or involved in going forward?
The United States is not very well viewed in this sort of newly resurgent Latin America, what's called the pink tide, the spreading of left-wing governments across Latin America and even into very sort of stable U.S. States, U.S. support states like Colombia, where we have the recent peasant resistance movement that is developing. And the reality is that the more that the United States attempts to be involved in these countries by, for example, supporting the coup in Honduras in 2009, the more resistance there's going to be, and there needs to be some kind of rethink if there's going to be a rapprochement between these two governments.
Drexel University Assistant Professor of Political Science George Chikaril Omar. His new book is We Created Chavez, A People's History of the Venezuelan Revolution from Duke University Press, about which he is scheduled to speak in Venezuela later this year.
Here's a quote from the news. He's going to shoot us.